Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, to everybody you know, everybody in this piece. This is all about an event that everybody needs to get into, get behind. This affects all of us. This is a worldwide global problem. I'm not just saying this to some guy who's begging for ratings, who's begging for you to listen and try to get as many listeners as possible. This is an event. All right. Call it. Okay. We're here basically right here on Kakuna for the microphone, here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only, and also co-hosting is the one and only Comedy Organic. Okay.
Yes, this is Comedy Organic, okay. I'm staying tuned in to the frequency level to make sure that that solo energy level wave is reaching a vibrational frequency. And we can be tuned in when we are at another altitude of our travel and our mind frequency of, you know, we are in our studio sometimes in our mind. And these minds is, you know, is reaching certain altitudes of information, right? You got certain spiritual things you're going through. But what it's telling you is it's been put on a receptional platform. And what is a receptional platform? It's recepting the energy wave and the appreciation, like somebody saying, thank you. It's that. That's the true ability of something that's truly meant for you to have. It's not in the way of your craft. It's actually assisting you within that ability, almost like when you're pre-exercising before you actually start working out, or you have a pre, you know, let me get my protein shake, right? And this protein shake is lining you so when you start pre-workout, you have the energy, right? This is where life gives you the energy where you have been going through oppositional moments with people, and it gives you things to actually get you through those oppositional moments. This is Comedy Organic, okay? And this show is about, you know, DJ Butterfly Feces, as he's traveling, telling his stories. He's supposed to be covering DJ Butterfly Feces, supposed to be covering as his journey. He's telling his stories, but to talk about Talk Dude, you know, the comedian. They have Tourette's, Asperger's, scoliosis. And he's talking about, you know, Maya Harrison. You know, I mean, for years, I mean, I didn't know. I didn't know her last name. People I thought I really knew, I didn't know their last name. And the thing is, as this travel, you know, I try to make sure that my words and what I'm saying, you know, in my position, because I remember this happened years ago. I would say like 15 years ago. And I would have a conversation with people about different types of, you know, industry type of situations, right? And people would just forget I was even, people act like I wasn't even talking no more, because this was where their mind and this was their fantasy of success. And how can I'm somebody that, you know, I float around like these objects of stereotypes on movies where people like that is what people make them to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for someone like me to no, you can't have, no way you can be a part of success and be organic. No, you can't be at that level, because what I'm seeing is how people, you know, I've seen, you know, plenty of years where people have the desire to be what they are, but the desire did not free them in the desire. I said desire within them was desire, but the desire didn't free them within the desire. Oh, did I? Feces, man, I got a message. Did you hear that one? Yeah. Now, so what I'm saying to you is, it's very few people you've ever heard about. Most people, some people know about researching, understanding the accuracy of what, you know, historic things, and, you know, but that's not the norm. Everyone don't have that desire to have the understanding about searching for these things. Now, what I'm getting to is I never want to be locked in to a narrow scope of somebody's poison that they're, in a sense, they are pinning their signature on my desires, pleasurizing this without actually giving me the credit, and not only just the credit of what's been created, but the wealth, and not undermining my success with cross-contaminated satisfying settings. Where everyone is a consumer, in most cases, they're not the ones that own the master, right? So when people own the masters in the, you know, the hard drive of success, they're able to weather the successful ability as that success fade at another altitude, right? When you get that success at another altitude, you know, as people, you know, I'm not going to get in too much more. I appreciate the extra time. DJ Bofi CC, they like to say appreciation to comedian Talk Dude. And like I said, appreciation to Maya Harrison.
Yeah.
And one of her. Yeah. Appreciation. And it's something because getting to my neck, my actual place where I always describe where I started my journey from Richmond, California. In Richmond, California, for people who have been aware of a lot of places of different Richmonds, but a lot of people think are Richmond, not in California for those, but I'm from Richmond, California. And that, for me, the city, if I say that, I can never say the city and the economics and the money have been, I mean, that's where the land I came from, but, you know, I'm going to get into something. I wanted to, because I'm technically, you know, in between this project of Richmond comedy tour around Richmond's in around the world. And a lot of it have not been, you know, because we're dealing with COVID. So there's a lot of things that's going to be, you know, another conversation. But I'm going to make sure that I make an audio project, and I'm going to make some things that's put up so people can have an experience of what Richmond will possibly mean for the people that are in different Richmond. So my thing is I'm looking to do some things about Richmond, and I will be traveling to different Richmonds around the world. And my whole goal is to have this released by July, to be exact, July 14th. July 14th will be the last day that I'll be traveling to Richmond. So Richmond to be like the ending date, which should be July 14th, 2022. Richmond, California, should be my last facility that I'll be at. You know, knock on wood if anything else happens, but that's the plan. So that's the thing. And then, yeah, so Maya was, she's been in Oakland a few times, San Francisco. She's been in San Francisco. She's been in the Bay Area a few times over the last, technically, few months. And, you know, it's something because, you know, I believe in the organic approach, right? I believe in the organic harvest of change, the organic, you know. And I've seen, hey, have you seen it before, Feces? Have you seen somebody with the outfit, right? But you see somebody that has the shoes that should be with this outfit that you see, right?
Yeah.
And life has components like that, right? We see the best, we can see the best outfit. We say, oh, no, them shoes are all right. But you see the shoes that brought the elements of the soul to be appreciated, right?
Right.
And when you really have these elements of not just creation, but the elements of the desire that is appreciating the appreciation as it's molded, it's just the things that
hold the desire together, the things that give us this appreciation of the nurturing and the comfortness of what that is. And my thing, as I meet and as I enhance the steepness of the caring, right? And as it rushed down with a force of really appreciating passion level that I'm saying, it's so connecting, right? So these things, as this journey goes about, and those people that are in other markets around the world and people in markets, that is these things that we're trying to truly catch within the touching moments that appreciate. Feces, man, what you been up to?
What
you been up to? Traveler.
Well, okay. Yeah, I've been a traveler. I've been doing this show with you. I've been going around there and doing all this what have you and whatever. And, Millie, now we're doing a show. We're telling the world about our exploits, the journey. We are journeymen, the journey.
The journeyman. We got to make sure that we're doing all right. The organic journeyman. Let's sign that one. Organic journeyman is stirred up with the boomerang. Yeah, that's how that we know. Then we know it's locked in. We said the organic boomerang is stirred up, and ingredients is left over is organic. Okay, then we're touching something in our moment. You know, the reflexes that reunite you from that into the purpose that's harvest in the growth of making an amazing harvest that's in that essence. Imagine that. Imagine the best thing that your body have been fueled by, right? And the vibrant connection to that energy level and then taking it and having it digested by comedy laughter at the highest level. And you put that in somebody's mind. You sponge that. You sponge the sweat of their soul with happiness. You hear me? You sponge the sweat of their happiness in their mind, everyone. I did it already, man. I'm done for today. I said my words today. I met my mark today.
All right, let me just say a little bit. Let me just say this much. Let me make it brief. Now this time, give me a talk. I lived in McKinleyville. Then I met Organic. He took me out of there, and then he invited me to sort of see the world with him. Not just see it, but save it. There I was picking up trash and garbage or whatever and trying to help get the homeless off the streets. Because once again, that's why I told you that everybody needs to listen to this show. It is a vital, important. This homeless epidemic is a global world problem. There's more people being thrown out in the street. It is a problem. It has been a problem. It is getting worse every single day. Anywho, let me tell you, it is a problem.
Feces, you got on pause like you're waiting for an actual person to deliver something and you're looking around. Like, I'm not there by you, but it's not like you're looking for somebody to just come past. Traffic, was somebody supposed to run past you right now? And you're trying to make sure that nobody was in your way as you was getting ready to enjoy yourself? It happens like that sometimes. We're getting caught up in the moments where we're out of our experience of the space that have been locked in. You know, we are traveling sometimes like a vapor of oxygen that is vibrating. You know, like when you see water flow, see how the energy level, how you relax because so much the energy is settling, right? So, oh, man, I hit the mark, man. Okay, all those out there, appreciation. I want you to take this moment and a moment that you can free the moment and say where your T
tears have been weathered and almost like brushing the filth that's in your spirit of devastation is going to have a space where we're going to cleanse it with a moment that have been a powerful embracing moment of your true desires, the pain that you're going through dealing with this devastations of people have been leaving your personal space and have been coming around and be inciting you entertainment-wise or through this living craft of caring. It's a moment where you didn't get forgetting. And it's going to be different ways of gifts. Gifts come through the harvest. People figure out ways to reward you just like things that you really desire to have. And someone come over and give you something and hook your desire to the happiness that they weathered in your passion that, this is like the footsteps where if the actual land and the actual space of just where we at can actually write you write you in your essence and give you the gift that you give in caring. And that would be birth of another type of success that carry you within your dreams, in your dreams with walk across your soul and carry you in the light of your caring moments would be satisfied and uplifted. All those things that you cared about is taking those hard moments off your soul and your spirit. Where these abilities have reached and nurtured caring and seeing and feeling as motion. Because now comedy and comedians across and creative experiences have been laid to rest. The rest have not been resting to lay. And we must appreciate those people, desires that hindered in your nerves as acupuncture, in your eyes and your moments. And you feel these things that's crunching up because at this point in time, the pain have not locked in suffering, but suffering have been locked out of suffering and happiness have been planted into that and you start seeing the mold of happiness reach out and touch you in many ways. And it's coming in different forms. Sometimes it's coming through myths. Sometimes it's coming through odor that refreshes you. And sometimes it comes through the idea that you have finished the meal. It's known by your fingers. What a desire of happiness, a desire of creativity. It won't get you when you have been so rewarded from the reward of you having that. Remembered by you, everyone. I want you to truly, regardless of part of the world that you are located in, remember this: the world has turned around, and contained a free space. You can travel beyond this, of which you've been conditioned to be aware of. You've been traveling in space of seeing my desires wake up, and you see desires fall asleep. And it's becoming another path. We'll be molding to another place right now. You've been listening to Tune Your Friend Microphone, hosted by DJ Butterfly Species. Species, don't allow them to forget the moment that you're explaining to them. Like the same thing with your moving part of yourself. And we will connect. Species, tell the people what you have to tell them.
All right. When we first went to Nashville, I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I told you, I spent most of my life in McKinleyville, and I guess the rest of the world I looked at the way most people do. Mason things on a lot of stereotypes. Whatever the town is famous for, that you know, you think that's all they do. That's all it's about. I went around Nashville, and I found out that basically, once again, you know, the cities do all start to feel the same when you're going there for the same reason, just to pick up trash and pick homeless people up off the streets and try to help them get saved and whatever. But I found out that basically, here's the thing. Nashville is mostly known for its politics and its country music. I heard a few people singing on the street. Once again, at a time when basically free downloading has killed the music industry, I tried to help. I thought, okay, how do we get these people up off the street? This is a rich town, a rich city, a big and you know, once again, some homeless people told me about how they were robbed of the few things they had. The homeless people start mugging each other. This happens. This is a thing because the simple, sad fact is that the bigger the city, actually, the better the place is, the worse the crime they have. You know, we got some real problems in McKinleyville. You think being a nice, upscale, sort of cozy, quaint town.
It's almost like reaching through a bag to pull out trash and find a gift in there. It's like, but in this case, it's like reaching to a bag to be food in there and find out somebody ate the food that you wanted and left the trash that they didn't want. That's McKinleyville, Mommy. But don't forget your dreams. Yeah, but Nashville got, man, they got this library in Nashville. And the library, man, mind you, of a museum, you're like, this is a nice library. Like, as you start seeing these different places of libraries, you're like, man, it's like a field trip. You know, some places make your inspired moments outshine. Imagine this. Some places make your shining moment outshine the highlight moment. It's another moment of organic. Man. Feces. Don't forget what the feces effect is.
Yeah. Everybody looks at the bad side of feces and what people don't notice the good side with fertilizer, the compost that is spreading and helping everything grow.
Man, when I created the concept of feces, it had to pimp. That's why I created it. Do you remember I said, no, this is part of the organic pimping ceremony where I'm pimping the feces and what their harvest come like. Harvest come like an appetite. Appetite what? Maybe healthy. Yeah, it's healthy. It makes the balance in you for those that are unbalanced. You know, you've been locked in to see things in your life for you not to succeed. Guess what happened? There ain't no pimping involved. And people get a little upset about my pimping because it's organic pimping. It's not cross-contamination. It's not about you losing. Right? If you got to lose for you to see, we ain't won nothing because it ain't we without we. It's me without us. And we got to have we. Right? It's going to be I. Not we. You know, that's the T reference. Right?
Yeah.
So if it takes two to tangle, it takes two sides of the loving to love. So if that's part of the pimping ceremony, well, we got to look at the organic platform. And this is what happened to me. I have to say this part. One of the days I was in a week, I got lost in Fillmore. I ended up meeting Fillmore Slim and went to an event in Fillmore. Okay, this is about me and organic and how I pimped the pimping where the bone is taken out of the equation and it's boneless pimping. Oh, this is not contamination. It's about evaluation. The mindset to be successful. That means at the end of the end, I'm not looking to be exploited or be the one exploiting. My happiness is free. My peace came through and it touched the pimpin' in me and said, that is the testimony of pimpin', organic pimpin'. So feces, when I came up with the name, was about pimpin' the butterfly was organic. And it was not limiting the pimping element. And that's why all games could be pimped, the butterfly. And as species came together, organically pimping the butterfly was a thing of the past. Because what's next? With species, many other things. And it must be introduced to those. Pimping the butterfly, pimping the caterpillar, not just pimping, not pimping the meal of the caterpillar, because the caterpillar had been pimped by the garden. I pimped the garden first. Now the garden was where the meal came for the caterpillar to get that, and then between that, the caterpillar has left caterpillar poo-poo. And the caterpillar poo-poo is another element of pimping, and from there, we pimp the harvest back into the harvest of pimping. And then we pimp another thing when the caterpillar say, hey, we walked over there. We walked over there. We say, come on. Can we talk to the butterfly? And the butterfly say, let's not get there so quickly, young man. Let's go through the process. And then we start talking to the bee. And the bee say, hold on a second. I see your desires within that. We must organically pimp together because what you're doing, you're weathering within this. And you do this all by yourself within pimping. I said, oh, well. Tell me somewhere. Hey, been a good time talking to you, feces, and those out
you
there.
You too.
They said, what is this comedy organic man has been discovering? It's organic and it's pimping. It's free in my desires. Inside of my infrastructure, that's really what they say, inside the infrastructure, the taste is whether the pimping is so delicious. And I must time out because rotating this rotation of organic pimping and comedy, organic, okay, it's been a tuning moment for the day. DJ Butterfly Feces. Talk to the people. Let me know your final words.
Everybody, basically, we did some good in McKinleyville. We didn't just clean things. We just cleaned things up, basically. I got a person or two in a homeless program or whatever, and you know what? One of them asked them to join us. But even Organic was warning me, now, dude, we can't go to every single town and tell them all to join our crusade. I don't have that much money.
Okay. I told you, don't hold a lot. And money is never the discussion of a wise man that discovered more to lie. When you lie to the truth ain't gonna know what the lie gonna be coming up with, right? So
the education within the message of this meeting, this is, see, what happens is you got people that's taking the truth and making destruction, because everybody don't hold the truth in the same hand, right? Everyone don't hold the ability of our journey pimping and understanding the cross-contamination of where we got to leave out of the change to help and such. Well, I'm going, everyone, and I'm regrass. Hey, Pippin, still Hedgehog. On top of that, I bring Comedy Organic. Okay.
Thank you for listening. Thank you, and good night. You can pick up all our shows off the web, off Blog Talk Radio.